Thank you, Pavla. And as you said there, we start with the hockey. Monday was do or die for Slavia Prague as the team faced arch rivals Sparta. Playing in their home stadium, Slavia twice took single goal leads, but both times Sparta came back in a tight edge of the seat game played before a record number of fans, more than 16,000. The game, capturing the best of a classic rivalry, was also attended by the country's president. And Slavia managed to hold on to a final lead of 3-2, going up in the third on a nice backhander by Tomasz Giwiszek. Slavia's win narrows Sparta's lead in the best-of-seven series to 3-2. And across the pond in the NHL, Czech stars like Jaromír Jágr and Patrik Eliáš are gearing up for the Stanley Cup playoffs. But one player still uncertain to start is Ottawa's star goaltender Dominik Hašek. Hašek, 41, suffered injury earlier at this year's Winter Olympics. He has not played for Ottawa since. He has been practicing, but recently reportedly complained he was still suffering pain. His game isn't there yet. Earlier, Ottawa representatives staved off rumors Hašek was finished for the season. They assert that he will return at some point soon. Turning to football in the Czech domestic league, Slovan Liberec edged a point closer at the weekend to taking the league title. They tied 1-1 with Pilsen. The team's coach, Vítězslav Lavička, wasn't entirely happy with this team, but said in the second half his players did well to earn the point.
Judging by the way we played in the first half especially, we didn't really deserve to win, and not surprisingly, they went ahead. But we tightened up our organisation in the second and got the all-important equaliser. We even came close to going ahead after that. The ball was on the goal line, but given the flow of the game, we're happy with the point. How important it will be overall, we'll see at the end of the season.
In other football action, Czechs were on form in the English Premiership at the weekend, including Petr Cech. His side, Chelsea, are now a point away of winning their second straight championship title. Most recently, Chelsea downed Everton 3-0. But the world's number one keeper, Cech, was injured at the end of the first half when he accidentally collided with teammate William Gallus. He was replaced in goal by Kudacini. The injury is a minor one, although Cech does report on his webpage that he was given 10 stitches to his foot. His start for the Czech national side, though, at the upcoming World Cup in Germany, is not threatened. Also in the Premiership, Aston Villa's Milan Baroš struck twice in a derby against local rivals Birmingham City, contributing to a 3-1 victory. This season, Baroš has now scored 8 goals for Villa. Finally, we turn to basketball. The Easter weekend saw the Basketball League playoff quarterfinals heat up with a number of high-scoring matches. Proskeyov trounced Uski nad Labem 128-70, while Nymburk sent Sparta packing 123-70 to make the semifinals. Other winners included Brno over Gečín and Kunín over Pardubice. That's the sport.
The sports news with Jan Wellinger.